Whether you're part of a sports team or your kid's part of a sports team, recreationally, competitively, the costs associated with participating can be expensive. There's uniforms, there's equipment, there's travel. It can really, really add up. And instead of spending your time organizing a car wash or a bake sale or selling magazine subscriptions or cookie dough or whatever it is to raise money, there is another way to earn some cash for these activities in through an app called FlipGive. Joining us now to talk more about this idea is the CEO of the company, Mark Bachman. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
We're having this conversation because my daughter is a synchronized swimmer, and I got that email. You know the one who's like, we're going to fundraise, and it turns out they're using FlipGive. So tell me what it is and how it works.
For sure. So FlipGive is a new and free team fundraising application, and we help parents raise money and offset the cost of their youth sports activity just by basically shopping online and using their everyday spend.
So is it a browser extension, or are you shopping on FlipGive for things? How does it work?
So the first thing a team needs to do is come in and create an account on FlipGive. So if you're on the web, that will be a page on FlipGive, or if you're in the app, it's basically you've got an account on the FlipGive app. Then the first thing you do is invite all the parents to come in and create accounts. So they create an account. They're affiliated with that with your team. Then every time a parent shops through the app at popular retailers, we track that, and it earns cash back that gets pooled towards the team just by purchasing things that you're gonna buy anyway.
And where does that cash come from? Is it from the retailer?
So FlipGive is totally free for the teams and parents. And where we get paid is these retailers and merchants are basically paying advertising and marketing dollars out to be able to acquire customers to come to their site. And we use those marketing dollars to be able to go and fund the cash back for the teams.
Help put this into context from a fundraising perspective. Let's say, what would be an example of, is there a grocery retailer that you could affiliate yourself with?
Well, actually, so in Canada, you can shop at Whole Foods through Amazon, but right now, we're working with different retailers, gas, coffee, restaurants.
Okay, let's use gas as an example. So say you're a commuter and you use a tank of gas every week. So that's $200 a month, let's say. 4 times 50, $200 a month. Yeah. What percentage would go to the synchronized swim team from that $200? What's the right way to think about that?
You got it. So we work with Esso, and there's actually two programs that we have with Esso. One is you can come in and purchase a fuel discount voucher, and that gives you you're basically pre-buying a discount off gas, and every $50 fuel voucher that you purchase gives $15 back to your team. And then on top of that, as you can buy gift cards to be able that you'll use at Esso, and 2% of all your gas gift card spend basically goes back to your team.
So for $200, that's $4.
$4 plus what you'd earn on the fuel savings side of things.
Gotcha.
You end up with, 15 families throughout an entire season, it really adds up.
Do you have a way? I'm sure one of the stories you're trying to get out there is for the teams to adopt this platform as a way to raise money. How do you quantify the opportunity in dollar terms so that they can see if it's going to be worth doing this instead of the bake sale or the whatever else they've done in the past?
So actually the way that we position this is teams need all the help they can get. So, you still may have to go out for sponsorships and you still may have to have some events. We think about this as one tool in the toolbox. And the nice thing about this is there's no selling involved. So this is really a passive program. You're using the existing shopping spend that you would have throughout the year. And it's one more easy way to add dollars back on top of that. I would suggest that it's pretty easy for every family that participates to raise, a few hundred dollars. So, with a team of active parents over the course of the season, $1,500 to $2,000, hopefully it saves you from, having to sell pepperoni sticks to your neighbors, or it saves you for one other sort of more onerous time-consuming
pepperoni sticks. No, thank you very much. Now, you've also got a donation feature. How does that work?
Yeah, so teams can also use, if someone wants to support the team and doesn't want to purchase anything, they can also give a donation. So we do it more as a convenience. 99% of all the transactions on FlipGive are really shopping related, but we just try to make it easy. So you can basically make a donation. It goes right through the team. We actually charge, there's a charge to the donor of 6%, which is 3% covers the credit card processing fees and 3% covers the admin fees. And then the rest basically all flows through to the team. So there's no cost to the team.
Do you vet the teams in any way? How do you ensure that it's a real team versus, you know, some nefarious individuals who figure this is a great way to make money?
So first of all, I think it's really important to know that it's all peer to peer. There's no random people on the internet coming to, you know, shop to support your hockey team. So, you know, it's hard to drive sales. So it's the parents that are involved within that small unit. So that's one really important part, because it doesn't really fit like a model that would have nefarious kind of activity. But the second part is when your team signs up, the beneficiary or the payment information is going to the team. So we have some systems in place, plus some people basically looking at all the payments to approve all the beneficiaries in the system. So when the check is being cut to the, you know, sync, the U14 or the 14U synchronized swimming team, right? We know that it's going to the right place. Mm.
What are the other players in Canada that do this kind of thing? I'm familiar with Good Search. I think they've rebranded, but Good Search was around in the U.S., it's been around for like a decade, and it was about charity versus teams. Yeah. So you focus it on cancer or hunger or whatever. What other options do teams have here? Is this a crowded space?
It's indirectly crowded. So there was a lot of really interesting tools that were trying to kind of go after, you know, existing digital marketing spend for some social purpose or social cause, you know, Good Search being one of them. And we kind of came out of that era as well. It's really hard to basically scale those programs and get enough users to make it relevant for the merchants and brands. So really, on the team side of things, from a fundraising perspective, it's still it's still stuck in the Stone Ages. It's still kind of stuck in the 50s. It's a bunch of busy parents, basically, that don't have a lot of time anyways, and they're trying to basically coordinate events from a volunteer perspective and do like fundraising drives. So the market really hasn't evolved with and kept up pace to what you've seen on the crowdfunding side of things. There's some really interesting tools out there for sports parents.
Right.
And we've tried to basically merge the best of the, you know, the parent team fundraising tool sets with basically e-commerce and cashback shopping.
Well, and fundraising is about as enjoyable as the gelling process for us parents with our kids. Do you know what I don't know if you have a kid in synchro, but it's actual gelatin you're putting in their hair. It's disgusting, but they do look amazing once it's done.
I also happen to be a busy sports parent with three kids in hockey, lacrosse, track and field, and volleyball.
Yeah.
So, and my lovely wife typically put her hand up to volunteer to become the team manager. So, you know, we saw firsthand how time consuming and how much effort was going into this. And you name it, we've had to do it.
Right. So this business is good for your marriage. This business is good for your marriage. Good for you.
Yes, and if my wife can just do a Christmas shopping online, I don't have to sell raffle tickets to my buddies at work anymore.
Brilliant. Mark, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Mark Bachman is the CEO of FlipGive.